Hot 937, Hartford's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's your man, DJ Meechie, the Black Kennedy, the young heavy hitter, man. I'm in the building. Friday night, I got a special guest in the building. She's been on here before. We haven't talked to her in a while, and she's been killing it. She's been on stages. She's been working nonstop. Every time I go on Instagram and refresh, she always doing something, looking nice, and just out there just putting on, man. Saweetie's in the building. What's up?
Looking nice, hella iced. You know? What's up, Meechie?
How you been?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Just, you know, the weather's a lot better than what it's been. So, You know, we cooling up here. We just vibing. So I see you out there killing right now. You know, since the last time we talked, you know, when you came out with Icy Girl, you had the High Maintenance EP. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I just been seeing you just out there killing.
Yeah, you got to. And now we preparing for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Icy, the EP, another one.
Okay.
You know, is out right now. I really love that song. Uh-huh. Went from Icy up now to and now I got another one coming out called Emotional.
Uh-huh.
And I just feel like it shows a different side to what I've been doing. You
yep.
know, like Icy was, you know, braggadocious, was aggressive, up now was fun. Emotional is just a little bit more vulnerable.
Yeah, that's dope. And that's how I felt with the, you know, the single, because I felt like a lot of your stuff was, like, real clubby. It was real, you know, having fun and really mm-hmm. showing you. And I saw the video. I was like, oh, like, she not playing. You had, like, the whole Game of Thrones thing going on and all
that's
that.
That's my show.
No, that's dope. So you're a fan of the show?
Yep.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. I still haven't got into it yet.
What?
It's one of those things, like, I feel like when something goes past, like, 5 seasons, it's too much of a commitment.
But that's the best, because then you could just binge watch it all.
I don't know. I gotta figure out some time. You said you're getting a lot more vulnerable on this album. So what is the type of things that you're gonna be talking about?
Well, Emotional, I kind of just talk about, like, you know, how dysfunctional relationships are.
Okay.
Because I have this line, it's like, I might not pick up the phone, but I still want you to call me. And mm-hmm. I feel like with this generation, it's a lot of, like, beating around the bush. It's yep. a lot of, like, I might not really mess with you, but I still want your attention type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really pay attention to the words, the song feel good, but if you pay attention to the words, it just kind of showcases where we at
mm-hmm.
as far as relationships in this era.
Yeah. My thing with that is just, like, I'm going to play devil's advocate with you,
because mm-hmm.
I hate when females do that.
I know. And like, females hate when males do that.
Like, that, I just don't get it. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I just feel like, you know.
So you've never been, let me lower this mic.
Yep.
So I can see your face.
We're going to talk. What's up?
So you've never been in a situation
mm-hmm.
where you low-key feeling a girl, but you know it's not what it's going to be, but you just like the fact that she calling you, she giving you the attention, and you don't cut it off right away.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
But we've all
been in a position to where we just like the attention we're getting from somebody.
True. But now is that fair to the other person, though?
It's definitely not fair.
Is that leading on? Is that
which is why I'm highlighting it.
Okay. All right. So you being true to what it is, because a lot of people wouldn't call that out. A lot of people would call that bullshit.
I feel like I'm calling it out. You know, I've been in that position before, and mm-hmm. I feel like it's something that we all can relate to.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dope. Well, that's what's up. And I know you recently in a relationship, right? Because I know, you
ooh,
know.
You're trying to slide that one in, huh?
You know, I'm just saying, because from the last time I talked to you to now, it just, you know, it feels like you just became a little bit more mature, you know what I'm saying, with mm-hmm. the stuff that you're talking about. And I feel like
so you like what you see.
Somebody that does that has to be going through something. Has to be some changes going on with them, you know what I'm saying?
Well, with me, you never know. I could be drawn from the past or I could be drawn from the present.
Yep.
But you will never know that because I'm not sharing every little thing on social media. So
mm-hmm.
people going to spectate. They going to think what they going to think. But
yep.
you never know it's from now or if it's from the past or if I'm just theoretically speaking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you did your thing in the Working Me video with Quavo.
Thank you.
You know.
Amazing video. And if you haven't peeped that, make sure you go watch it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, speaking of videos and movies and all that, like, are you going to get into, like, some acting? Like, I feel like you have, like, a, you know, a really good personality for that.
Thank you. I'm actually looking into that. I'm being considered for something that I really want to be a part of. And
okay.
until I get it, I'll speak about it. So I'm putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I auditioned. They're bringing me back. And if I get it, I'll be a part of a series I believe is going on Netflix.
That's super dope. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Well, congratulations to that. And I see you doing Rolling Loud Miami.
You coming?
I'm out there.
Okay.
You crazy? I'm out there.
All right, so I'm going to see you there. What I love about Rolling Loud is they really care about the artists.
Yeah.
They booked me for each three shows, and every time they took care of me. So dope. Shout out to them.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. And I know you got this lip gloss line popping too, right?
Look at you.
Come on, man. I do my research.
Your research.
I know what's going on out here.
You know, I'm a lip gloss girl. Shout out to all the girls that can wear lipstick. I'm not a fan of it. I just feel like it don't look that good on me, but I could rock some lip gloss.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think that it's especially with you having like the high maintenance, you know, EP and the stuff that you were speaking about, it was only right for you to jump into that lane and really put on. You know, I see a lot of females, a lot of younger females that look up to you and that really see you in that type of light. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely dope that you're doing that. You know, could definitely be a role model to these young ladies.
Of course.
To become their own little entrepreneur and do the things that they need to do. So I think that's super dope.
No, definitely. And that's what Icy is all about. It's about hustling. It's about bossing it up.
Yep.
And it's about being a strong, independent person. Because, you know, a male or a female can be icy.
So this Icy EP, who's going to be on it? Is there any features? You working with any producers? Who you got on this?
So for the producers, we got Murder on there. We got Cronkite. We got Hit Boy.
Okay.
We got Lennon on the track.
Dope.
We got a roster on there.
That's what's up. Is Quavo on there?
You shall see.
I'm gonna leave you alone.
The track list coming out soon, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. So when could we expect this?
This month? Because the EP comes out in less than a month, three weeks.
Dope. And after that, is it album season, or are you just going to, you know, just keep doing your thing, push, is a tour on the way, something?
I'm going to continue to test the waters.
Okay.
I can definitely see a spring or summer tour.
Dope.
Or it might even be both. But, you know, I really love performing and just seeing, like, my fans and supporters in person, because there's only so much you can do over social media.
Yeah.
So I'm able to see their face and just feel and see their energy and just... It makes me feel like I'm doing my job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's dope. And like I said, you know, this is the Up Next show. What we do is every Friday, we dedicate the first hour to just up-and-coming artists from around the way, play their records.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a lot of them that's listening right now that, you know, they listening to hear your story, you know, the motivation, some gems.
Yeah.
And like I said, I've been watching you for a while, and since the last time we talked, you're just everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like you're on stage after stage after stage. You at... every festival, you at every you know, party, you at every behind the scenes of this, behind the scenes of that. Like, how crucial is it to just be outside?
I think it's important to be outside with a purpose.
Yeah.
So don't just be outside to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm everywhere just to be everywhere, and I'm not, you know, making relationships, or I'm not making sure I'm, you know, meeting the right people, then there's no point and I'm wasting my time.
Yeah.
But if I'm out at this party and I'm just introducing myself to the right people, I always feel like being outside with a purpose is always important.
Yep.
I'm not just one of them people like that just like to get dressed, be cute, and just be on the scene. Mm-hmm. No. If I'm outside, best believe I'm outside for a purpose.
Yeah. Word. Well, I appreciate you coming through and dropping them gems. You know, that Icy EP on the way.
Of course.
So we're gonna definitely look forward to that. Guys, go stream that, go request that record, and let's go. It's Hot 937.